It's time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We are very glad to be with you today, as we always are, thrilled to have this opportunity week after week to share the Word of God with you, some great contemporary music, and a lot of talking about practical aspects of the gospel. And it just makes this time go by very quickly for us. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister right here in Clearwater, Florida, behind this this great big wonderful engineering console. And I love to do that. That's just fun for me. And in the studio, I can look through the glass and I can see Dr. Angel Falzone sitting right in there. Let's make sure you got the right mic. I think you do. Talk. You do.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you here. It's always fun, isn't it? And today we're also going to be joined by Betty Thomas from Connersville, Indiana. And most people don't know where Connersville, Indiana is. And I barely do either. But no, I know where it is. She'll be along in a little while to join us and interact with us on this show today, which we're very grateful for. Angel, there's so much that we should be thankful for in each of our lives, and I think there are times that we just get so busy, we kind of forget the blessings of the Lord. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's easy to get busy. This world's got a lot of stuff pulling on us.
Well, every day, you know, and our jobs, not just our jobs, our families, people in our lives that we take care of or that we see about, our kids, our grandkids. You don't have the grandkid thing going yet, but I certainly do. And I get to visit number 12 this week in Texas for a few days. Baby Joel Chase, JC, as we lovingly refer to him as. Baby Joel, he's a sweetie, 6 months old. You got to meet him at church here recently.
Yes, I did. And he is a cutie.
He's a cutie pie, isn't he? So
sure is.
I guess Nan's walking in here. Good to see Nan. And, you know, it's a busy day. There's a lot going on in our ministry, and we're very excited about that. We keep very busy, and we like that. We like being busy. And it's good to be able to help as many people as we possibly can, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. You and I do the Thursday night show, Dr. Angel and me, my other name, Mama Mac. Tell them what that show's all about. Maybe they can put it on their calendar to join us every Thursday night.
That show is called Go Yard, which means hitting the home runs in life. It is a practical living life coaching show. I mean, we tackle a lot of nitty-gritty kind of topics and give you great practical everyday tools to help you get through those situations so that you can live the best life possible.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there's so many times in our lives where we just find that we are just so busy, I guess. And we don't stop to think about how we can really do things better. And that's this show is all about, this show and also the Thursday night show, is all about kind of bringing us back to square one sometimes and helping us to realize our priorities. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And do you enjoy doing that Thursday night show, 6:06 p.m. right here on this station?
Love doing Thursday night show. It's funny because I can come in this studio feeling super tired from a long week and boom, perk right on up and We always have a good time.
We do. We do. You know, there's so many times in our lives where we need help. And that's what this show's all about. It's life coaching. It's kind of free counseling. That's what Nan likes to call it, free counseling. In a way, it really is, you know, because we hit so many nitty-gritty topics. Would you tell them about our new series we're in right now?
We are in an amazing new series called Out of Control Teens. And, you know, I think it's something that a lot of families struggle with, but they don't really put words to it. They try to kind of keep it hidden and under the blanket, so to speak. And so this is a series we're running to give you really great tools to help that home come back and get into order again so you can have peace in your family.
Absolutely, and that's what we want, peace in the family. The series we've been in on this show for the last several weeks, it actually started on December 31st, so we've been in it for about 6 weeks probably, or seven, is Rest in Peace. And it's talking about the fact that so often life is so busy, so hectic, sometimes so troubled. Sometimes we are in the midst of huge crisis times in our lives, and we just don't have peace. We're walking around all helter-skelter. I don't know if that's a real word, helter-skelter. But you know what I'm talking about, Angel? You want to talk about that?
Yes, we kind of are walking around feeling really defeated and overwhelmed and lots of those fun negative feelings. And I think a lot of times we kind of feel like, I think there's a belief that we can only have peace when everything's going good in our life.
Right.
And that's
not
true.
Is that really the truth?
Not at all. Peace is something that comes from within, not from without.
Right. Right. And so even though there are times that we really wonder how we're going to make it through the current situation, God has a way of working on us and helping us no matter how difficult it might be, right?
Absolutely.
And so I want to start the show today kind of with an unusual song in a way, but I think it's going to bless a lot of people. It's a song, and I believe it is, I wanted to say Matthew West, but I don't have the guy's name right here. So I will not tell you who it is. But the song is Hello, My Name Is. You've heard that one, Angel, haven't you?
I think so.
Yes. So we'll talk on the other side of it and just see if maybe perhaps some of this might apply in your life. Whoa-oh-oh.
My name is regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name. Set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing.
that who you are, dear audience member? Are you the child of the one true King? Because if you are, it brings peace. And if you are not, hopefully this show will help you today to understand your need to be able to say, I'm the child of the one true King. I love that song. And one of the reasons I love that song is because it starts out saying, you know, I used to be in regret, you know? And I think so often, Angel, we live in regret city. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's easy to set up camp right there.
Set up camp. We've been talking about that today, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
What, you want to explain that? And we're going to get Betty on the line here in a minute. Go ahead.
We set up camp. That means that those thoughts of the things we're regretting permeate our thoughts. They're in the forefront of our mind. And we can't do anything about it. We don't have time machines. We can't go back and change that.
Right.
So we just sit there and think about it all the time.
And I believe, and I know you do too, that the devil loves to keep us in the land of living in regrets. Because if we can live back of, oh, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I wouldn't have been in that place at that time, or whatever the case may be, he's got us in a kind of a, I don't even know the word I'm trying to look for, kind of exasperated, confused, sometimes just angry and wishing life was different. He's got us in a combobulated. That's the word I'm looking for. I don't even know how to spell combobulated. Mm-hmm. Combobulated. Do you know how to spell that, Nan? You know how to spell combobulated?
C-O-N something.
C-O-N? Oh.
Something.
It does start with C? Okay.
Yes.
I was going to think it started with K. I have no clue. Combobulated. Anyway, that's where the devil wants us. That's where he wants to keep us, and so that we are not at peace. Betty, are you with us today?
Good afternoon.
Ah, she is
there. I am here.
For a moment, I thought, did I just put it through somebody who is not you? Glad to know you're with us. And Betty, are there times in your life where you feel like, you know, this song, was it Matthew West that wrote that, or is it Matt Redman, maybe? I'm not sure. But where we live, where we feel like we're just living in regret city, you know, we're just, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish that hadn't happened. I can't quit thinking about that. You know what I'm talking about, Betty?
Oh, yeah. He likes to keep us in the dungeon.
The dungeon.
He likes to keep us in chains. He likes to keep us held captive. There are many other vocabulary words that we can use, but yes, he does. But you know what?
What?
The blood. The
yes.
blood was shed.
Exactly.
For that same reason, so that we could be free.
That's exactly right. And so often we just forget all that because we get caught up in all the things that are causing us despair, all the things that are driving us crazy, so to speak, right? We just get stuck there. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't you feel there are times in our lives where we just get stuck, Betty?
Yes, we do. It's almost like, well, if you lived in Indiana very long, you would know what it's like to get stuck.
Right.
You can get stuck in snow.
Right.
You can get stuck in mud.
Uh-huh.
You're dealing with now. But you know, there comes a point in our life where we don't have to accept that condemnation.
Right.
That we can live that free and uninterrupted life by staying in the Word.
That's exactly right.
And it happens to all of us. None of us are exempt from that that position. But I'm here to tell you that once you realize who you are in Christ, that you can, again, be free.
That's right.
We have to come to that conclusion is that Satan is not going to rule us anymore. And when you become that warrior that Christ wants you to be, that you can stand and stand firm and understand that you are girded with things that God has given us through his word and through
right.
his promises,
yes.
that being unstuck, that he can pull you out of anything that you feel like that you're stuck in.
Absolutely. Wow. Y'all there? We just had a big pop here. Psalm 119, verse 41. Let's go there a moment. This is very interesting. It's not exactly where I thought we were going, but this is where we're going. Okay, that big pop was Betty, evidently. Are you there, Betty, again?
Yes, I had. Sorry, I have a. I live in a rural area, so I'm just glad I have cell service, and I apologize for that interruption.
No, no, that's okay. Let's go to Psalm 119, verse 41. Let your love, God, shape my life. Ooh, with salvation, exactly as you promised. When we say, God, come into my life, live in me, I claim you as my personal Lord and Savior, then God begins to shape us into his image. And I love Psalm 119:41 because, and by the way, this all has to do with living in peace. Just hang on. Let your love, God, shape my life with salvation exactly as you promised. Then I'll be able to stand up to mockery because I trusted your word. Don't ever deprive me of truth, not ever. Your commandments are what I depend on. Your commandments are what I depend on. Why is this so important, Dr. Angel, to really have a handle on the word of God? Not that you know where everything is in the Bible, not that you have all these verses memorized, but that you understand the value and the truth of the word in your life. Why is that so important?
Well, we have to understand the truth so that we can recognize what's not true.
There you go. Okay, so let's relate that for a moment to the hassles that we were just talking about that come into all of our lives on a daily basis where we feel like we've lost our peace or we don't have any peace. We're just totally inundated with problems and hassles and stress. Talk to us about that, Angel, and then we'll go to Betty.
Well, when we have all that stuff coming in, it robs us of all kinds of stuff in our life. It takes away our joy. It takes away, it kind of keeps us in a bad bubble, I guess, so to speak, because we get stuck thinking on stuff that keeps making us feel kind of junky. And so knowing the truth helps us to know that where our help comes from and helps us to feed truth in, because usually that stuff we're sitting there thinking about is a bunch of lies.
Yes.
But the more we think about it, the more we kind of accept it as truth.
Why is that? Why do we do that? But you're right. It's human nature to do that.
Yeah, I know. We do that. I'm not sure why we do that. Maybe because we spend time focusing and thinking about it, and it just kind of overtakes our other thoughts. And
right.
So we got to know the truth so that we can know what's not true.
Absolutely. And Betty, the truth of God's word, so many people do not understand the value of really getting a handle on God's promises to us, right?
Well, I think if we go back just, you know, a few minutes, is that if you're trapped and you feel like that you can't get out, is that where we have to dig our way out. And
right.
God has that extended hand that, you know, through his word, through a friend, through a phone call, whatever, is that we have that. The Holy Spirit works through so many ways to help us find the peace that we're so longing for. And I know just, you know, in talking with different people of how many distractions that the enemy throws at us to try to get us off base.
Right.
It's almost like in baseball, you know, you're leading off on first base and the first baseman for the other team knocks you out of the way. And you just feel like you can't get back to that base.
Okay.
Is that God's already on base for you. And he has the ability, if we will let him.
Yes.
Through his promises.
Right.
And like you said, we don't know, even myself, I don't know a lot of scripture. I don't have good memorization skills. But it comes to the point where if I hear it, if I read it, if I take the time to tell the distractions, okay, I've had a lot of distractions this week, I will admit, but it, you know, I took a few minutes just to listen to my Bible app.
Right.
Or
sure.
I take five minutes and say, okay, God, I'm going into work today and I have a lot facing me. I need your help. It's as simple as that.
And that's huge right there. Yes, I do. And I feel like so many people struggle with feeling like they're in this world by themselves. And maybe they're married to someone who is just not, they don't want they don't even like to see them read their Bible, let's say. Or they're married to someone who does their own life, and they feel very alone, and they feel like they have no one. And this is probably relating to somebody out there, because I think it's a common problem. And let's go back to these verses right here in Psalm 119, about verse 44, 45. And it says this in the Message Bible, I will guard with my life what you've revealed to me. So as God begins to speak to you and teach you concepts, we need to guard those. Guard it now, guard it ever. And then this, here's the next couple lines that I want to stress. Verse 45 of Psalm 119, I'll stride freely through wide open spaces as I look for your truth and your wisdom. Then I'll tell the world what I find and speak out boldly in public, unembarrassed. I cherish your commandments. Oh, how I love them, relishing every fragment of your counsel. This is David saying how important it is to really read God's word and let it get down on the inside of you and let it become your friend. Let God, through his word, become your friend. Talk to us, Angel. This is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. It is important because that's where our peace comes from.
Yes, that's it.
That's where our freedom comes from. That's where our testimony comes from. That's right. Where other people can see the work of God in our lives.
They can. They can tell. People can tell if you've been in the Word or not, right? Because it comes through, doesn't it? In the way we handle things, in the way we get through our day. This peace that really we should all be craving. Let's go back to Psalm 34. We were there a couple weeks ago, but I want to point out a couple verses there again today. So important. And starting with verse 4 of Psalm 34, and then we'll go to you, Betty, about this. And David says this, God met me more than halfway. He freed me from my anxious fears. And so many of us get into times of anxiety and fear and worry about the future and not know how we're going to do something or how something is going to work out in our behalf. And David is saying right here in Psalm 34, God will meet you more than halfway. He will free you from your anxious fears. And verse 5, look at him and give him your warmest smile and never hide your feelings from him. Because as we're doing this series on peace, a lot of people live in stress, live in anxiety, live in fear on the inside because, number one, they don't give that to God, and because they are just keeping it all bottled up on the inside. Talk to us, Betty. This is common for people to do.
Well, it's common for us on the radio right now. I can share a testimony this week that I feel like had I not been in the Word, and I don't like to talk brag about that because I don't like to tell people, but I had to because I felt myself falling from day to day this last week. And if you've ever been in, I don't know why I'm relating to baseball.
That's all right. We love baseball, so that's fine.
I love baseball. And you feel like if you've ever been in a batting cage and you have all these balls coming at you, you know, and, you know, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, and you don't have a bat. Okay. How are you going to defend yourself?
Wow.
Against all of the things that are coming against you?
Okay. Right.
When you go into a batting cage, you have a helmet,
mm-hmm,
and you, mm-hmm, have a bat.
Right.
That bat can be your word of God.
Right, sure.
All of the things that are being thrown at you.
Right.
I had 5 distractions this week, 10 last week, and I'm still standing.
Okay.
Because I base that stance on that God will meet me more than halfway.
Exactly.
And when I have time in my car, in the barn, on the tractor, wherever I am, going to work, going to the store, cleaning out a stall, God, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's just like this presence comes in.
Right.
And just like the psalm says, he'll meet you more than halfway. But you know what, people? You've got to make that conscientious effort to reach out to him.
Absolutely.
Because he wants to talk to you. He wants to meet you more than halfway. He wants to be your friend. And a lot of people, and I've heard in this last week, God, I don't hear from God. God doesn't talk to me. And, you know, I usually try to be very positive and very uplifting. And I go, are you talking more than you're listening? And it comes to that point
right.
where we're asking, and we just keep asking and asking and asking and asking. But there comes that thing where, can you say thank you? Can you give him the praise that he's worthy of? Can you meet him halfway with a thank you, Jesus, for getting me? Thank you for, I know this is, people will think this is just totally off track.
No, no.
I have a love for animals, a dear love for animals. Well, two of my animals are very sick. And if I had not talked to God before I take them to their doctor, I said, God, you got to get me through this because you know my heart. You know how I am with animals.
Right.
And he said, I'm with you.
Right.
Why? And he keeps telling me, why do you doubt me?
Mm-hmm.
Why you, Betty Lou? Why are you doubting me? And I said,
right.
it's my fear. It's my anxiety of
right.
losing them.
Right.
Losing a loved one who's sick or in the hospital, someone who has cancer or whatever. Whatever you're going through, you have to remember that God loves you more than any person that lives upon this earth. That he loves you. He gave his life for you.
Yes.
And we have to keep that
yes.
always in the back of our head, because sometimes we forget about that and we get a little lackadaisical and we don't read, we don't pray. So, yeah, the devil is going to come in and he's going to destroy the joy and the peace that you have.
That's right.
But I can guarantee you, you have the weaponry to do it. You can fight back and you can be victorious.
Amen.
Because of the word of God, because of the warrior spirit that lives within you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are so many times that we find ourselves just going alone in this battle. You know, we're frustrated, we're tired, we can't see an answer, and we really don't reach out. Like you're talking about, this is a common problem. Angel, you want to comment on that before we do this song?
Reach out to what? What do you mean by reach out?
Just reach out to God. Reach out to his word. Reach out to maybe people in your life that can direct you and point you to the right direction. Remind you, hey, are you spending any time in praise and in thanksgiving? Are you doing anything like that?
Well, you know, I think our culture kind of sets us up to feel like we're weak when we do that.
Right.
I think there's this thought that we should be able to handle everything on our own.
Right.
And if you can't, then what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
And I think we have to let that go because it's not true. We were created to need other people. We're
right.
definitely created to need our Lord and Savior, and he's there. But we got to reach out, you know. The farthest apart he can get from us is our arms, because we're the only ones who can push him away. And
ooh.
We need to reach in, and when... especially when we're going through challenging times.
And don't you think this is why a lot of people can honestly, if they're really honest, say they're not living in peace most often, because they are within themselves. They stay there. They stay combobulated, or whatever you want to call it, anxious, fearful, worried about the outcome, whatever, and not just giving it to God. We've been talking a lot in the last couple of weeks in this series about learning to give it to God and what that really means. Go ahead, answer that, and then we'll play the song.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, I think we want to be able to say, I got this on my own. I can handle this and feel like it's all about us being able to take care of it. Instead of giving it to God, we're giving our power and control away. And as people,
right.
we don't want to do that. And if God is on the throne in your life, you should have already given your power and control away a long time ago.
That's exactly right.
But we keep taking it back and trying to take care of it. And he's just like, hello, that's what I'm here for. Please. You know, bring it to me.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen to this song. I think it'll be a blessing to you. I am not alone. And let this be your song.
When I walk through deep waters, raging the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful.
God, I love that song. I am not alone. You will go before me. You're with me. Oh, Angel, talk about that before we go into Psalm 34, verse 17.
Well, it's very comforting to hear those words, because I think a lot of times we feel like we are really alone in that.
That's right. We've got
to figure it all out and keep going forward. And,
right.
And it's not that. That's not true. We are not alone.
We are not.
It's Him who brings the healing, and it's Him who's gone before us. And He won't leave us. And I think that's hard for us to kind of conceptualize, because there's so many people, when we've needed them, they weren't there, or they left us, or they abandoned us, or they didn't show up when we really needed that human person's support. But God always shows up.
You know, you're exactly right. And to the person out there in Radio Land that feels like every time you are needed, there's nobody there. Let me start that over. Every time you need someone, there's no one there. But when you are needed, you are expected to be there. That's what I really wanted to say. And Betty, isn't that the truth? So often we just begin to feel like, my gosh, I'm always right here for people, but where are my friends? And this is where we can get bitter, and where we just really need to say, God, whether people let us down, because they will. That is a guarantee. People will let you down. They will not follow through from time to time. They will not be there when you think you need them. And we've got to realize God always steps into that gap. God is always there for us. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I cannot stress that enough. Cannot stress that enough. Mention that, Betty, before I go in here to Psalm 34, 17. Go ahead.
Well, I believe that people do fail us, and they fail us on a daily basis. But there is one person who, like that song says, Carrie, Job sang that song, you know, that will never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
And the other thing that I think that people have to understand is that even if you're in a crowd of people, you can feel alone.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Even if you have a significant other or a spouse, you know, whom you are married to or are in a relationship with, you can still feel alone.
Oh, sure.
Maybe they just don't share your same views, or they don't share your enthusiasm for the Lord. But the Lord says, you know, I will never leave you.
That's
nor
right.
forsake you.
Right.
And we have to stand on that. I mean, there comes a point in our life where, you know, we may be just like the disciples were. They felt like they were alone in a boat, and the waves were crashing in on them. They felt like they were going to drown. But you have to remember, if you feel, and I know this is a saying that, you know, if you feel like you're drowning, remember that your lifeguard walks on water.
I like
and,
that, yeah.
We have to remember that, is that, when you look back and I know Nan journals, you journal, I journal, I'm sure Angel journals also, is that if we look back in the past and you think, did I go through that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I know how I made it through, because I was never alone, because
Amen.
Christ Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, was with me. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Oh, amen. 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 Woo. Look at verse 17 of Psalm 34. 4, and it says this. Is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. Now, that is a huge verse in only 2 sentences here. Is anyone crying for help? That's what the Message Bible says. I don't know about y'all, but we all need help. And there have been several times this past week where I felt like I just needed help with whatever I was going through, or just getting me there on time, or helping me know what to handle, how to handle a given situation. And David says, is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. That's huge. Talk to us about that, Betty.
Well, one of the things that, you know, we face things on a daily basis, sometimes minute-by-minute basis. And, I mean, I can relate to you saying, you know, am I going to be on time? Is this going to work? I mean, we can get ourselves so worked up and so frustrated thinking that maybe we don't feel worthy enough to ask for God's help because we've done this, this, or this. They may feel ashamed about asking God for help. Well, God, it just seems like the only time I ever talk to you is when I need you.
He's okay with that.
He's all right. He's okay with that. He just says, you know what? If I could meet him face to face, I think he would say, it's okay.
Right.
I've listened to you, your cries for help. I've heard you and I've answered you.
Right.
Now, it may not have been the answer that we were expecting, but God has a plan.
Right.
God's plan may be better than what you had.
Right.
It just took us a little longer to get there. And that's what's so amazing about God through his Holy Spirit is that we can be so comforted in those times of frustration.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In those times where we feel like we're alone.
Right.
We feel like that nobody's listening or nobody cares. And that's when God, I mean, the Holy Spirit comes on the scene as soon as all you have to do is even say the mention of the word Jesus.
Right.
He's on
right
the
there.
Scene. He's right there. And
oh,
you don't
yeah.
have to say any more than that. He picks you up. He holds you. And there are times this last 2 weeks that I've actually ran to him and
right.
said, okay, I can't handle this anymore. You're going to have to take it because it will drive me absolutely crazy if I just kept, you know, contemplating. What am I
right.
going to do?
What am
I going to do? And here's God over here waving his hand saying, hey, I'm right here. Let me have it, child. Let me have it, my child. I'll take care of it for you.
You're exactly
that's
right.
That's what he longs for. That's what he longs for. And we just have to give up and let him have it.
It's the giving up and giving it to him that a lot of people struggle with because it seems like then we're not working to try to solve our problems ourselves. But that God, all the way through, he says here, and let's go back to verse 17 of Psalm 34, is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. That he is listening to you, dear listener. Verse 18, if your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. I think that's huge because a lot of times we feel like life, people in our lives, circumstances in our lives have just kicked us massively in the gut. I don't know about y'all, but that is a bad feeling to feel like somebody's kicked you in the gut. And it's not maybe a physical sensation, but it's like down on the inside of you, you know. Talk to me about that, Angel. I don't know a better way to describe it. Like a sucker punch, you know, where you feel like somebody just come up and punched you in the gut and you didn't see it coming. And life can be that. That's my point.
Yeah, life absolutely can be that. And you're right. Those punches in the guts are those things that we never really expected. We didn't anticipate.
Right.
We, you know, it was just kind of they happen and they get us so deep. And, you know, that gut wound is an internal wound. It's not,
yes.
You're not going to see those bruises really on the
right.
outside, but you're going to really feel it on the inside. and it just kind of takes over. Like, I don't know, man, when your gut gets hit, like, it hurts to breathe and move and, you know, physically, but emotionally it kind of just starts to take over.
And this can happen in all kinds of situations in our lives. Sometimes we didn't know, perhaps, that our marriage was on the rocks till we were told that the husband or the wife had a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever the case may be, and suddenly you've got a sucker punched and realize you're about ready to go through a divorce, and you didn't even, you're a professional licensed mental health counselor, PhD, Dr. Angel. Talk to us about that, because these, I just believe there are people in our audience today that are feeling sucker punched in the gut, feeling like something has happened that they didn't see coming, and they don't know how to handle it, and they've lost their peace within themselves, and they don't know how to get it back. That's what I'm feeling right now as we talk.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of people that feel that way, and those sucker punches, you know, you don't see them coming. A lot of times it's completely out of your control, like the spouse who now has, you know, somebody else in their life, or, you know, those things that happen, and they knock your world for a loop.
Like, they do.
You definitely just, it takes over, and you're not even sure how things are going to be. And there's probably, when you're sucker punched, it's not going to be what it was before, and trying to learn what a new normal is going to look like.
That's exactly right. And last Sunday in church, one of our dear people spoke about her niece who's had drug addiction issues. This Sunday, today, we stopped and prayed right at 11 o'clock when they took off all life support off of that young lady. And a week ago, she wasn't even in the hospital, wasn't even ill. Today, she has been released to heaven because she passed away, and the life support was pulled on her today. And that is such, 1 week she needs prayer for addiction, another week she's gone.
Right.
And without mentioning names, we are praying for this family and so feeling for them. But as much as we care and as much as we are praying for that situation and all the relatives left behind, it's God, it's his love that wants to wrap his arms around everyone involved in that dear situation up in Ohio. It is a huge situation when something like this happens. It's a sucker punch, don't you think?
That's an absolute sucker punch. Doesn't see it coming, and you can't do anything about it.
And for some reason, there are some of you out there today that have had some very traumatic things happen to you lately. That's what I feel like God is saying. We're going back to verse 18 of Psalm 34. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, I hadn't read this, but look at that. That is right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. It's right there, what we're talking about, this sucker-punching thing. When things happen that absolutely knock you for a loop, if you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. And verse 19, disciples so often get into trouble. Still, God is there every time. There is a myth around religious circles that says if you're really right with God, you're not going to have bad things happen. And that is so not true. Because we all live in a fallen world where there is disease, there are car accidents, there are all kinds of things that happen, and sometimes we don't understand why these things happen. And this verse has always helped me. Verse 19, disciples so often get into trouble. Still, God is there every time. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I can confess to the gut punches, the overwhelming brokenheartedness of when Grayson passed away.
Oh yeah, your grandson. 3 years ago.
Yeah, it
three and a half years
so
ago.
Hard.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it just seemed like yesterday.
Right.
But there comes that time when the Lord says to come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, you know, in Matthew.
We're gonna go there next. Yeah, that's interesting.
I have a daughter who remained vigilant. She remained in faith. She remained strong. So I know that family who lost that one to
you know, into the arms of Jesus, that there is peace beyond the grave, that there is peace. There is, and that's where you will want to cry out to God. That's where he comes and he holds you and he gives you the peace that passes all understanding. He breathes life back into you where you feel like the life that, you know, you lost is gone and that your life is also lost too.
Absolutely.
That is how that's how we feel as humans. But in our faith, we stand strong. And we learn to know that, you know, the peace that, that God left with us when he ascended into heaven is the peace that passes all understanding. It's a peace that we don't quite understand where it comes from or how we even feel it. But, you know, back to those scriptures, you know, cry out to me. And that is probably the most important thing to do during this time of, you know, there's a time for loss, there's a time for grieving, but that's when we need the Lord the most, is when we have those hit your gut, out of breath, can't move on, can't go on. That's when we have to depend on God the most, is to get us through. And it's so Amen. Important to remember that the love of God surpasses anything that we go through, and that we have to just hold on. Just the faith the size of a mustard seed is what Megan stood for and stood on for so many months, is that God, just give me that faith, because my faith may be failing. And that's when you have a prayer partner, you have a prayer team that can go to bat for you. If you can't do it, pray for me, help me, you know. And that's when God is there and he sends people to give you that hope, to help you pray through.
That's exactly right.
Gut-wrenching, heartbroken thing that you're going through. And I just pray for that family right now, that they do find that peace.
Amen.
And know that peace that passes all understanding.
Matthew West, rest.
that I hold in your heart, come unto me, my child, come unto me.
Wow. That's for you, dear listener. Might even be for some of us right here on this show today. You will give us rest. Won't let us go. Nan, you got a poem there you got during that song?
Yes, I do. I am waiting for you to look to me. Of these chains you will be set free. For now, look to me and find rest. Trust me, for I do know the best. You may feel that you don't deserve such. My child, feel my loving touch. I love you with all of my heart. From these words, do not depart. Rest in me, it will be okay. Rest in me, I will make a new day.
Wow. Wow. It's right on. There are people that are receiving that right now. So you're saying through that poem, God is saying through that poem, we choose to rest. We take it upon ourselves. Okay, God, I can't fix this. I don't know what to do about it. I choose your rest. I want you to read it one more time, Nan, because we're coming up on the top of the hour in just a second. Go ahead.
I am waiting for you to look to me. Of these chains, you will be set free. For now, look to me and find rest. Trust me, for I do know the best. You may feel that you don't deserve such. My child, feel my loving touch. I love you with all of my heart. From these words, do not depart. Rest in me, it will be okay. Rest in me, I will make a new day.
And for every one of us, and I say us because it's all of us, that go through things from day to day that try to steal our peace, the Lord is wanting to bring great peace through this show today. I just got a text that said that very thing. A peaceful spirit is coming through the airwaves today, Pastor. And I believe that because God is tired of the devil beating us up. God does not want us to take that. God does not want us to live in the oppression that the devil tries to put on us, making us feel less than, making us feel like we have failed at this and we failed at that and we are never going to come out of this problem or we're never going to see the light of day in this issue. God wants us set free from the preoccupation of all of that, Angel. That's what God wants for us. Talk to me a minute.
Well, we can't live that abundant life when we aren't living in freedom. That's no. For sure. And that's absolutely what God wants. He wants us to live in the freedom that he's already bought and paid for every one of us.
And it's a choice. You know, we were talking about that this morning in our service at Beacon. It's a decision. It's a choice. We can continue to be under our issues and our problems and let them preoccupy our minds all the time. Or we can say, wait a minute, I choose to rest in the promises of God. I choose to rest in the loving arms of my Heavenly Father who says he's never going to leave me or forsake me. I choose to give him my problems today, whatever they are. I choose to let them go. I choose to say, I cannot fix these. Here they are, Father God. I give them to you. I choose to rest in who you are to me and the promises that you've made me. We really encourage you to seek God with all your heart. If this is new for you and you would like people, some of us, to pray for you, you can send an email now. You can send it 24/7, 365 to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we have a prayer team that will pray for your situation and your needs. We want to do that. It's our joy. It's our privilege. It's our blessing to be able to pray for you. So send your prayer requests. If you want to keep it anonymous, you don't have to sign your name. Just say what the situation is, and we'll get that prayer request out to our prayer team. If you say, I've been looking for a place I can serve God, I'd like to be on that prayer team, that is fine. No obligation, no financial obligation, nothing like that. Just send a little email to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on your prayer team. I want to pray for the needs that come across, because there are so many. We've been doing this prayer ministry for probably 8 or 9 years. I've lost count. It's been so many years. Actually, I think it started in 08, come to think of it, so I guess 9. And God has done amazing things through those years.